and the Ad Council.
We take a walk.
How about dinner? I know this is a lot of the way places. There's great Viking food.
Sad.
It's quite a tempting offer, Lieutenant. But I'm afraid I'm going to have to get my rest this evening. Tomorrow being Arbor Day and all.
Well, of course. Well, perhaps some other time.
How about a rain check?
Well, let's just stick to dinner.
Leslie Nielsen passing away over the weekend at the age of 84 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. A neat resume of wonderful fun and someone who would be missed. I don't know what the last thing... He was in something fairly recently, wasn't he? I'm trying to remember what it was. Anybody know what the most recent performance was from Leslie Nielsen?
IMDb here.
Yeah, see if we can check that out. Richard McFadden, always checking things out, checks the facts to keep me honest, or so he thinks. But that's really Roberta Fasanelli's job. Roberta is
filming
here.
A movie.
He was in the middle of filming one?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh. Huh. Stinks.
Yeah, that does stink. Lousy. Roberta is going to give us, we have lots of big news on Black Friday results and things that are special deals. The Queen of Sheba will visit with us for today's big deal, Cyber Monday, all of this stuff, the media hype around it. Seems kind of nonsensical, but we'll play along.
Yeah.
Just because we'll play along. It's one of those things. Want to spend some time on the TSA. This is sort of an hour of review of what has happened this past weekend. What with all of the shopping and the traveling and all, it would seem appropriate for us to bring everybody up to date. So we'll do that in the big story in terms of entertainment. I think today's show started with this today. Most everybody is sad because this guy was an American icon. He did become an American citizen, was born in Canada, got trained in Canada, first worked in Canada, and then came down here with some of his friends. It was the equivalent of Second City, but I don't remember what the name of it is. There was an acting troupe, an acting school. You know how in Chicago, Second City has brought us some of the best people who've been on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, John Candy,
Second
City.
Well, I think that many of the others that were better than he came out of there. Matter of fact, I think the Belushis came out.
No.
Where did Belushi come from?
No, they came from Chicago. Belushi
No,
came
I think Belushi,
Chicago.
I think that was, he and Aykroyd were pals in Chicago.
City.
That was the whole reason that they had the focus in the Blues Brothers of Chicago, because they were from Chicago. Or at least I thought they went through there, they cut their teeth in Chicago, if I'm not mistaken. And if I am, somebody will call and tell me, Doug, you're wrong. 800-510-8255. Help yourself. If you feel so motivated as to want to chastise me for an honest mistake, help yourself. Meanwhile, the full body scan technology that people have been talking about with regard to the TSA using it, now, Roberta, with privacy as part of the controversy, these full body security scans, this is something that courthouses apparently have been using a variation of this. I wonder how many people would say, okay, it's good. The criminals are getting zapped with the stuff that give them skin cancer. I'm square with that. But what about all the people that go through there that aren't criminals, that work in the courthouse? You square with that, too? Airport security checkpoints are not the only places where this is called backscatter X-way. X-way.
Wascally Wabbit.
Hello, my name is Bob Wawa, and we're talking about X-ways.
X-ways. I don't know why that tickled me, but it did. Anyway, backscatter is the technique. That's what it's called.
That's hard to say.
Scatter. What, X-way?
Backscatter.
Or backscatter. So, this technology, which they're using to look through your clothing and through walls and stuff, is rolling around on U.S. streets. Company is called American Science and Engineering, based in Billerica, or as they say here in Billerica, Billericay, Massachusetts, is selling government agencies these backscatter X-ray scanners mounted in vans so they can use them to drive through neighborhoods to see what is in trucks parked around the streets of our major cities. Is this over the top? Hello?
You're going to be looking in your trunk next.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is something that they have developed, and they're looking for places to sell it, so they're convincing law enforcement, you got to have this. You got to have this latest tool. You got to find the bad guys. With these people, everybody's a bad guy. Everyone is a criminal.
Sure, because they can make $1 billion on it.
My God.
Why not?
The Department of Defense is using these things in Afghanistan. They used them in Iraq. That's where they were developed. This is
okay, I'm cool with
right
that.
Out of the military.
I'm cool with that.
So though. They have no more use. They can't sell any more to the military. So let's find an application here at home. So they figure they'll look through everybody's car, everybody's truck, looking for bombs. Meanwhile, what damage are they doing to the people that are driving the trucks and the vans? It's a cargo vehicle inspection system now. It's Model Z, for those of you who want to know, the backscatter Model Z. And let's see here. They bounce narrow streams of X-rays through any object, and they read the image that comes back. They go through steel and concrete.
Wow.
Yep. So if it's strong enough to go through that stuff, you know, what the hell is it doing to your body?
2 months ago, I had to go over to the Capitol.
My God.
And we were going to a function one evening, and I had parking right next to one of the Capitol buildings. And you have to go through the security gate to get there, and you have to have, you know, clearance to get through. So, you know, I have my little pass. I go up, mm-hmm. and the guy comes out to check my car out, and he opens my trunk and looks in. And I got a lot of stuff in my trunk. So you know what he brought out to scan my trunk?
Hmm.
A dog.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello.
A German Shepherd.
What happened to the dog?
The dog smelled around my
trunk.
The
worst thing they can do is bite you. You're not going to die from that unless the dog got rabies.
Be on your way.
They said, hey, you forgot some leftovers
in
here.
Yeah.
So this stuff,
super high technology,
is
dog.
Being used. Yeah, right. And by the way, this stuff was sold. Here's the other interesting thing, Roberta. This stuff was sold to the TSA as a secondary security measure, not meant to be the primary means of. Now, this is the guy who's selling this stuff to the TSA, says it's not supposed to be used or wasn't aimed at being used because of the controversy regarding the strength of the X-rays. This is from Forbes magazine, by the way, this week. It was not supposed to be used as the primary means of defense. Hello? Anybody home? Knock, knock. It is incredible how stupid we have become. Nobody's asking any questions.
But we did have some good news. We caught that one guy now with X-rays.
What one guy?
The guy in Portland.
There isn't anybody who's ever been caught.
Not with the X-rays.
By the TSA.
You're right.
Not one person has ever been caught. And how many billions, tens of billions of dollars later? So here's my new idea. Richie's heard this idea already. Mm. Ready? See if you think this is the right approach or the wrong approach. Because the terrorists are always winning. With all this stuff, terrorists win. They're killing us, and they don't even have to show up. They use the X-ray machines, they kill. How many Americans get killed because they die of skin cancer because they go through this machine?
Mm.
Right? How many are we going to knock off a couple thousand more, and they're paying for it themselves? So here's the idea, Roberta. I want to get rid of all checkpoints. I want to get rid of the TSA. I want to get rid of all this incursion into our freedoms. I want to, if in fact somebody gets onto one of our planes, and sadly it gets blown up, then we find the city from which these people came. Like, remember Ronald Reagan and Muammar Gaddafi and going into Lebanon and blowing up a home where Gaddafi lived and he got his family? You know, Gaddafi was never a problem ever again after that. Never, ever again.
Yeah, you don't hear much about him.
Was never a problem after that. So we find the relatives of all these people, and you do this 3 or 4 times, and it seems to me the problem is over. I think people are just sick of it. So, you know, the idea is, you want to get tough? We're the big tough guys. So you blow up a plane of ours, we're going to blow up one of your cities.
Well, Doug, I have a problem with that.
Good for you.
Haven't you ever heard the saying, two terroristic bombings don't make a right?
No, you know, I haven't heard that one. Perhaps I better do my research a little better. All right, anyway, Anybody think this is a good idea, bad idea? What is the right idea? Is the right idea?
I'm tired of being the victim here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
I'm all right with targeted strikes. Hey, listen, you bomb our plane, we're going to bomb your whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
We don't have to go to war with their country, but you know what?
Well, we don't even have
to be
in Afghanistan.
We'll find out where your mother and your
kids
live.
Get out of Afghanistan.
Get out.
Yeah, we don't need to spend any money.
Get out.
All right. Find out where your mother, your brother, your sister, your kids live, and we will just...
800-510. Oh, but America doesn't do things like that. What?
Yeah.
We screw ourselves instead.
We're too scared to profile because we're afraid we're going to offend somebody.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm offended. What do I get out of this?
They'll rope you up and down like you're a
I'm offended.
First date
by all this stuff. I must say my pat down was an interesting experience. I giggled.
You kind of liked yours.
I didn't mind it. Didn't bother me at all. I don't mind going through that, but I'm not any better. Or safer, and neither is anybody else. Not one, since 9/11, not one person has been taken aside and found to have been a potential bomber. Not one plane has been saved. Not one life has been saved by the process and the procedures that we continue to roll over and play dead. And we're foolish enough to listen to these people tell us that it's for our protection. And in fact, it is none of that. It's about government bureaucracy and control and getting in your face and getting in your life and scaring you so they can have more control over you. That's all this is. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me one plane has been blown up. I mean, has been saved. You can't because it hasn't been. We find them in other ways with the FBI or the CIA or some of the other investigative services doing their job. But it isn't because somebody in a TSA checkpoint stopped a potential bomber. Not once. So when do we wake up? Hello? Anyway.
Do you think maybe it's prevented bombers from going on planes
no,
stuff?
I don't think
you
it's
don't
prevented.
Think it's been a
nope.
No, term? Because passengers caught the underwear guy on the plane.
Yeah. 19 after on a good day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
The holidays are no doubt fun, but exhausting. The grind of it all can leave us focused on everyone but ourselves. Make your well-being a priority this holiday season and put Nature's Youth at the top of your Christmas list. Nature's Youth creates natural supplements that enhance your ability to defy aging, empowering you to feel younger, healthier, happier, and more fulfilled. What better time to feel more fulfilled than the holidays? And how convenient that most of their more than 100 products fit perfectly in a stocking. Like a box of Nature's Youth RSF, the all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And guess what? Place any order, anything between now and January 1st, get $5 off that order and get a free bottle of Pro GHR spray. I mean, it is the holidays. Take advantage of the special holiday savings. $5 off any order, plus a free bottle of Pro GHR spray between now and January 1st. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923. Or log on to naturesyouth.com.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next-day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Car insurance.
Don't be dissing me.
Just hang loose, blood. She's gonna catch up on the rebound. I admit that.
Homie, don't play that.
Come to the cage.
No snitching on ya, homies.
Yeah, you don't got no brains anyhow.
Homie, don't play that.
Whether it was good judgment or not, Kanye West, one of the stars in the Macy's Day Parade, along with the Kung Fu Panda group.
His head's big enough to be afloat.
Yeah, really.
Exactly. Wimpy Kid. Who's Wimpy Kid?
Diary of a Wimpy Kid. It's my son's favorite book right now.
Really?
Yeah.
So a lot of people watch this. Roberto, did you watch this?
No, I didn't.
We had it on for the kids.
As a good New Yorker for you.
I had a friend who was in it.
Really? What was he doing?
He worked it, and he met Jessica Simpson, and apparently she's gained a little weight.
So what?
She still looks good, man.
Oh, come on.
Everybody is so mean to that
person. I saw her on the parade
floor. You know what, Clay? Yeah, if I were with you, I'd slap you.
I would slap me, too, but that is just what I heard.
Comment.
Hey, Clay, he wouldn't slap you.
Oh, well, I wouldn't.
He says he would.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, still hot. I don't know.
She is.
Yeah, she's very hot.
She's a wonderful, I think she's a wonderful person, from what I hear. She's not like all these other people, these Lindsay Lohans and these others that are just, ugh.
Yeah, so she likes a little guacamole. At least she's not out partying.
But you see, what Clay just has done is feed into that stupid stereotype that women have to be thin in order to be attractive. And frankly, any real man looking at a woman who looks like a pencil would be turned off. Real men are interested in women who have curves and shape and form.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
And Doug's available, like, and you can email him at Doug. Yeah, exactly. Doug7.com.
Yeah, when you're 20 years old, Doug, all you want is a flat stomach and, you know.
And a flat chest?
Yeah.
Really?
That's what comes along with it.
Yeah. I'll pass, thanks, Fitch.
Skinny women with boobs have had work done.
Yeah. So she hasn't had any work done, though, I don't think. I think it's all her, isn't it?
Oh, no, that's
so.
All her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gladys Knight and the Pips, the soccer, was it a bunch of soccer? Who was the cast of American Idol in Elf, the Broadway cast of American Idol?
I want to see Elf on Broadway so bad.
It's okay, I saw it.
Yeah. Oh, come on. It's
another new balloon, character of Virginia O'Hanlon, the 8-year-old girl whose letter to Santa was the beginning, it was the letter to the editor.
Virginia,
yes, Virginia, there is
a
Santa Claus, remember that? I thought that's one of my most favorite. That's why we always do that on Christmas Day Live. We were here, by the way. Where were you? If you didn't hear us, we were here on Thanksgiving Day
that's
Live.
Right. We were working.
And we'll be here. Christmas, though, is on Saturday, so we won't do Probably won't do a Saturday.
Does anybody else just want to go, yes?
What, Saturday, Christmas?
And New Year's Day.
Yes, I kind of do.
Oh, come on.
Hey, by the way, your second city troop, Doug?
Yes.
Gilda Radner, Dan Aykroyd, John Candy, Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara, Martin Short, and
Eugene
all of
Levy
the
Belushi. Was in that bunch?
Yeah. Yeah,
really?
He I knew was, and all of the Belushis.
So we're ready for our 2020 trivia quiz for Roberta. Checks in with us, saves a lot of money. We got a review of actually the shopping over the weekend. Shelley Palmer has some Black Friday online sales info coming up in a moment as well. But first, here's a quote from an American business legend, founder of one of our most successful companies, the history of America, built in part around this man, who said, "A business absolutely devoted to service will have only one worry about profits. They will be embarrassingly large." Hmm. Who said that? 800-510-8255 for one of our swell prizes. 2020 trivia questions. I got till 20 before the hour to answer it. Spoken by an American business legend.
Oh, yeah.
Founded one of our most successful companies. Said a business absolutely devoted to service will have only one worry about profits. They
smart
will be
guy.
Embarrassingly large. Who said that? 800-510-8255. 20 and after on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with today's top stories in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the U.S. government sure does like to play whack-a-mole. The Department of Homeland Security shut down a bunch of websites for violating U.S. copyright laws. Of course, as soon as the sites were taken down, new sites popped up to take their place. Not a big surprise. In other news, Black Friday sales online increased 16% over last year. Core Metrics analyzed sales data from over 500 U.S. retailers and noted that social networks and mobile devices played an important role in the rise of online shopping this past Friday. However, the AP reported that online deals account for only 8 to 10% of online spending during the holidays. And finally, Lady Gaga, the self-proclaimed queen of Twitter, is giving up social networking. Well, at least temporarily. Stars like Gaga, Usher, and Justin Timberlake will stay social media silent until they help Alicia Keys raise $1 million for her Keep a Child Alive charity. It's a great cause. For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
All right, that's 19,000 little wooden horses on string. How would you like to pay for that?
Discover card.
So, don't you elves usually make these?
Hey, with 5% cashback bonus, it's not worth getting my tights in a bundle.
What are you going to do with the cashback bonus?
New shoes. You know, something without bells.
Now through December, get 5% cashback bonus at restaurants, clothing, and department stores with Discover Card. Sign up at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. It pays to discover. Limitations apply.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
To
ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As directed.
After the hour now, the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Your mind is your true essence, Roberta. Did you know that?
I know it.
Your mind is your true value. Remember the old True Value hardware stores? Do they even still exist?
Yes, they do. I know where one is.
Really? All right.
They're in my little town in Texas.
Really?
Well, what they are is they're individual mom-and-pop stores that just franchise.
Like Ace and that sort of thing.
Yep.
So I'm thinking about how we think about what is important to us. I'm thinking about how you think about the important things. Thanksgiving, give you a perspective on that? Do you feel focused after Thanksgiving?
After my all that turkey, you feel sleepy?
Well,
I felt
blessed. Most people take stock, Roberta, take stock in what it is that their lives are about and what are they thankful for. I remember my sister and her husband and their two children and me. That was the five of us for Thanksgiving, and it was kind of cool. And we just spent a minute or two. I think what happens is actually, as you get older, you become more reflective. It's just maybe a natural thing. And we were talking about some of the things that were important to all of us. The three of us were the adults and the two kids. They're adults now, too. Oh, I'm sorry. No, Devin's fiance was there, too, so there were six of us. But we were being reflective in a way that we are not usually. I'm pretty reflective, but my sister's not necessarily at least as outward and openly as I am. So we were thinking about the stuff that we were thankful for. And my perspective is that if you think about things that you're thankful for, you bring yourself around to valuing what your thoughts are about in general. And your thoughts, if you understand them, are responsible for where you are today, how you think. Now, we've been talking a lot about fear today because of the TSA and all that stuff. And that is a thing, a place in your head. If you're afraid of stuff, it predicates what you do. It may predicate your how well you are health-wise. If you are worried about everything or you're in fear, it does something to your head, and that, therefore, does something to your body. And it's not good. There's nothing good about being afraid all the time. You know as well as I do. You've been around people that are like that. And then there is this whole cache of people who want to make you afraid. Like Pistoli, the guy that runs a TSA. You can tell by looking at him.
Hmm.
He wants everybody to be afraid of him. That's his whole MO. And a lot of people opt out. And they think that. I'm going to give you some of the thoughts from people who sent us some email about the TSA and it wasn't the opt-out thing was successful, because it wasn't. Just that people are thinking more provocatively about what really it is that's going on here, and I think it's worth some of our time. But the big bargains of Black Friday and the deals that you'll have today online and elsewhere, Roberta Fasanelli will focus on that with us in a moment. First, though, let's get the answer to our brain quiz, if you will, the 2020 brain or trivia quiz. I gave you a quote from an American businessman. Business absolutely devoted to service will have only one worry about profits, Roberta. They will be embarrassingly large. This is a business guy who founded one of our most powerful companies. Let's see if people know who it is. Dale is in Kewatin, Minnesota. Hello, Dale. Welcome to Good Day.
How are you?
Well, thank you for asking. How are you doing? Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yes, I did. Good. I enjoyed having the kids, and my grandmother, she came down, and we had a nice Thanksgiving dinner, and how was your Thanksgiving?
Good. My Thanksgiving was fine. It was a day working on the farm and having an hour or so for a good meal with my sister. It was swell. I'm happy to spend my day like that. Everybody else on the farm got the day off, and Edgar and I worked. That was pretty much the way it was. It was good.
Okay.
It was fun. All right, but the answer you have is?
Sam Walton.
Sam Walton is not the right answer.
A good guess,
but
though.
It's a very good guess, because he was all those things that I said.
And I will tell you this, it was the most popular guess.
It was, in fact, yes. All right. Thank you, Dale. Bill is in Northbrook, Illinois. Bill, who do you think said a business absolutely devoted to service will have only one worry about profits? They will be embarrassingly large. Who said that?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, yes. Okay. I just wanted to say also, we're not given the spirit of fear, by the way. It's something that we acquire.
We're not given the spirit of fear? No, it is something we acquire. You're right. It's influenced from people around us. Yes, exactly.
Just food for thought. Just food for thought. But I want to say, Mr. John D. Rockefeller.
Rockefeller, another good American with lots of great ideas. Mm-hmm. Not the person who said that, though. Thank you for trying, Bill. Mike's in the Bay Area of California listening to KNEW. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Macy.
Macy is a good...
Steve Wozniak built the Apple computers, not Steve Jobs. Jobs has been taking credit for all of Wozniak's work for the last 10 years, I guess. San Jose named a street after Wozniak.
Who did?
City of San Jose.
Oh, San Jose did. I didn't hear you say San Jose. There's a street.
San Jose,
well,
so
you know,
have Richie look Steve Wozniak up. He's the other partner in Apple.
I know who he is.
Yeah, I know who he is. Sure.
Well,
and I didn't give him a thought because of all of the self-promotion that Jobs is so good
Jobs
at
is a
doing.
Marketing man. He's a marketing.
Yeah.
He's not an engineer.
Yep. And so this is the reason we're saying that, folks, is because earlier on we were talking about the sale of the first Apple computer. It was like $213,000 and a Friday auction. Originally, it sold for $666, and Jobs was given credit for creating Apple. This gentleman, Mike, is right about Wozniak, and we have forgotten about him because he's sort of gone. He must have made a lot of dough, though, didn't he?
He constantly does this.
Yeah, what Jobs does.
Yeah, takes credit for Wozniak's work. Everybody around here knows what's going on. He just unabashedly does it.
Yeah. Well,
and Wozniak's kind of a shy guy, and he doesn't, you know. He doesn't
well, because of people like you, though, he doesn't get away with it, Mike.
Good.
Thank you. That's a good thought for us to be underscoring. Thank you. Who do you think was the person responsible for that quote?
I said Macy.
Did he say that on the air?
Yes, he did.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, all right, I didn't hear that. I'm more interested in what you said about Jobs, which I think is more important. However, Mr. Macy did not say what I have said, so I appreciate your call. Thank you. Elizabeth is in Belmont, California, where my pal Bob Kay lives, another San Franciscan. Hi, Elizabeth.
Beautiful, beautiful California.
It's a neat town, that Belmont. And I'm there three or four times a year. A neat, neat, neat town.
Oh, it is.
Yep.
I was born here many years ago.
Great views of the city from the hills of Belmont.
Yes.
In fact. Yep.
Gorgeous.
Yep.
We can see the bay.
Yeah. See Candlestick Park from there? Very nice. Neat, neat, neat.
Yes.
Okay, so who do you think said what I just said?
It's a wild guess, and it's Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett is a great guess, however, not the correct guess.
Oh, nope. That's my usual luck.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh.
Well, you have good luck. You got to us, and we got to you, so we're lucky on both
but
sides.
It's a happy, happy time. It's Thanksgiving, and
everybody
should love everybody.
Yes, and it doesn't have to be a Thanksgiving. We all ought to love everybody all the time.
With you,
Kumbaya.
That should sound nice.
Get along. We'd all be a lot better off. We wouldn't have to have the TSA right? If it was.
Well, yes.
As you suggested.
I haven't flown in a long time, but, you know, I really wouldn't mind going through that.
Well, it's one of those. If you go through it once, it's okay. Go through it all the time, not such a good thing. Thank you, Elizabeth. Nice speaking with you. Maybe the next time I'm in Belmont, I'll say hi to you. That would be a cool thing.
Cool.
Let's see here. Doug is the man, and the question still remains the same. Who said a business absolutely devoted to service will have only one worry about profits? They'll be embarrassingly large. Who said that? Hello?
Am I on?
Hello? Yes, and you have been on, and you're not listening carefully, but that's okay.
Well, I was, but I had a mouthful of bagels.
Perfect. Henry Ford is the answer. Henry Ford said a business absolutely devoted to service will have only one worry about profits. Do you think Ford still is in that mode today? Does it seem to be?
Well, if you remember when all of the nonsense was going on about the bailout of GM and all the rest of them, Ford, although they were doing it in South America, produced a factory where they were producing, I think it was five different models of cars, and they were doing it at a profit, and they didn't take any bailout money. So I reckon John Henry Ford's philosophy is trickle down.
They've been up and down. They have good time and bad time at Ford. They seem to be in a good time right now, as are the other American car makers. I should say other. There's only one other left. It's General Motors, and they seem to be doing okay as well. So that's the good news. And the good news is you won yourself a prize. So hold on just a second, and we'll get to you while Roberta gets to the dumpster. And that let's do that after we do this, Richie, okay?
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that, too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
She's the queen of the diva of dumpster.
Wow!
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Hi, Roberta. We have deals, and there are some other deals.
Cyber
the deal
Monday.
Finders. Well, let's see here. The best deals were worth waking up for, apparently. The people that went to stores on Friday and even on Thanksgiving Day had a feast of savings. And I don't know if you heard the number, but it was on average, the average shopper last Friday spent $362 versus $343 or $4 or something from the year before. But I was looking at some of these. Target had a $3 Chef Mate toaster.
Yeah.
70% off the original price.
But I mean, if you're going to really stand online to save $15 or $20 on a toaster, are you going to get up at 3 in the morning and stand online? I don't know about that.
Some people did. Here's Kohl's had a $99 2-carat diamond bracelet, 82% less than what it normally sells for, $575. And so people got that at 3 o'clock in the morning on Friday at Kohl's. Macy's had some Fairview five-piece luggage sets. They sold for $49. They normally sell for $200, so that's 75% off.
They're loss leaders.
Cashmere sweaters for $34, 65% off at Kohl's. I was looking at some of these bargains. So you think it wasn't worth it, though? You wouldn't have gotten up at 3 in the morning to save that kind
Absolutely
of
no way. But what I found was really interesting was a statistic that I saw that about 70% of people shopping on Black Friday either used debit cards or cash.
Really?
That's good.
That the number of real credit cards, the traditional credit card with this 27% interest, was not being used anymore.
Well, that's because people have gotten wise. And the good sign, taking that one step further, the good sign is that people have the cash, or they do have the account,
they've been saving money
in their checking account, so they're not borrowing it, as you've suggested.
Exactly.
That means people are a little ahead of the curve. It certainly,
they're conscious of their spending.
Last year, a lot of it was borrowed money. Mm-hmm. So this year, if a lot of it's cash, that's a good sign for the economy.
It's a very good sign for the economy, because what got us into this mess was easy credit.
Right, yeah.
So people are learning. Well, today is Cyber Monday, and this is the way I shop anyway. I started doing all my Christmas shopping online about 15 years ago. First, I did a little bit.
For this year? Boy, you're way ahead of things.
No, a little bit. But I started 15 years ago, did a little bit, and now, I mean, I do everything online. If I can't buy it online, don't even talk to me about it.
Okay,
But on Cyber Monday, a couple of things to think about. We've got some great deals for you on the DougStephan.com website. And the deals that I put up, I mean, there are tons of deals out there. I mean, millions of them. But the deals that I put up were things that were 30, 40, 50% or more. I mean, I don't care if they're going to give, spend $10, get free shipping. No, I don't care about that. I don't care about 10%, even 20% off. I want the big, big savings.
So the big deals.
That's what we put online for you today. And a couple of things to remember. But if you're going to go Cyber Monday shopping, shop as early as you can. Make sure you compare the prices. Use sites like Price Grabber or Google Products and do some comparison shopping. You should have done your research already. Make sure that the retailer you're shopping with is a trusted retailer. If the deal looks too good to be true and you never heard of these people before, it probably is just somebody
fishing. Watch and car repair.
Right. It's so they're fishing for your credit card numbers. They're probably, somewhere in Eastern Europe or Russia or something. And, the next thing you know is you're going to have your identity stolen. So only shop from trusted retailers. Look for coupons. There's tons of coupons out there. Coupon codes. Don't just go for the first price you see. And remember, these deals go really fast. So if you're shopping on a site and you're not too sure about something, put it in your cart anyway. Just put it in there. It's kind of like when you go shopping, in a store and you're not sure. You say, do I want this blouse or this? Well, you pick them both up and then you kind of look at them. That's the way you should do cyber shopping online. Throw it in your shopping cart and then at the end start whittling through it and see what you want and what you don't want. But again, be very safe online because the people do and will steal your information. So only go to trusted retailers.
Got the Cyber Monday deals. I'm looking at some of the airlines and the specials. You can get, depending on, most airlines match what the other ones are doing. So when somebody starts out offering a $109 round trip from Boston to Seattle, let's say.
It's just a matter of time before everybody follows.
But you can do those deals. There are some of those deals online as well today. A lot of people doing their shopping, and the deals are online today. Let's see here. I'm looking at this fellow who stood online Friday at 4 a.m., couldn't get what he wanted, so he went home and went online and got a Blu-ray player and a netbook for what he was supposed to be able to pay for
you can do
at
that.
The store.
Yes. That's definitely, you can absolutely do that.
Yeah. All right. 51 after, good words of advice from Roberta on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Michael Levine, president and founder of Levine Communication Office in Beverly Hills, California, one of the premier people in this business, not only in Los Angeles, but where you need really somebody good like him to represent you, but across the country and around the world. He's written a number of books that focus on how to handle yourself when it comes to getting press and how to handle situations that are sticky. I wonder about Eva Longoria and her soon-to-be ex-husband handling that stuff. But it's more of the same old, same old. A couple of things are happening that aren't, and I wanted to get your perspective, Michael. First of all, on what we talked about last week here in this time, the Ronnie Chasen murder. Some wild theories are sweeping across Hollywood about this lady and what she might have encountered. And I wonder if you want to... this is interesting information from Bill Bratton, who was chief of police both in New York and Los Angeles, who is a private security guy now in New York. He thought this was an extraordinary case, and the Beverly Hills police seem to think that as well. What are you finding out? What do you know?
I don't, unfortunately, have anything that I know or can say intelligently. You know, we live in this world, particularly, I guess, because of the 24-hour news cycles with cable television, in which the way you get on television is you just speculate.
About something you may not know anything about,
exactly.
You just talk. Right.
Exactly.
Well, you've been interviewed on this as well, haven't you?
Exactly. And now what I've had to say to people, because I don't have any desire to get on television besides, you know, when I have something to say, I don't know. This is an utter mystery, baffling, in the most surprising place. This is a beautiful, pristine, elite, prestigious street.
Yep.
This woman would seemingly have nothing to fear from being there at 12:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a puzzle, and I hope to God that there's an arrest made before too terribly long, because it has traumatized people in the entertainment industry.
Well, she didn't have any enemies. I mean, nobody...
None that I know of.
Yeah.
None that seemingly many people knew of. So
yeah.
It's just hard. It's just hard to know. And this will be a... let's just hope that somehow, to the grace of God, that the police are able to solve it.
Yeah. Apparently, there's one rumor she had gambling debts. Mm-hmm. And there's another one. The Russian mob killed her because some investors in one of the movies weren't satisfied with her review or something like that. An art deal gone bad. Where do all of these people come up with this?
Well, this is, again, if you love being on television,
right.
All you have to do is say something outrageous, and you can get on television, and it's actually disturbing.
Yeah, it is disturbing. You're right. That kind of stuff is irresponsible.
It is
and
very
troubling.
Irresponsible, which is one of the reasons I choose not to engage in it. I don't know. We don't know. And I don't think we help the police by creating all these false leads and false.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh,
anyway.
So it's just false. All right. Let's deal with TLC ratings. For the second episode of Sarah Palin's reality show, Sarah Palin's Alaska, did pretty well the first time out, not so well the second time out.
Less well.
As a media expert, what's the story?
Well, I just think that this woman has reached a tipping point of overexposure. And, she is in every radio, television, newspaper, magazine, Internet. I mean, you can't escape her. I came home last night after Thanksgiving dinner. I went into my bathroom. I turned on the hot water faucet, and she came out. I mean, my God.
What a great line that is. That's a wonderful line.
Well, thank you. It's almost true. The reason it's funny is it's almost true.
Yep.
So
everywhere.
Anyway,
you said that about Barack Obama during the first year of his presidency.
I did.
Recall we were talking about him and how public he was, and you said he got overexposed. That was one of his main problems.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that even in our wacky culture, people have to remember that if you're the president of the United States or someone who might be the president of the United States, Americans expect some modest level of decorum, of a modest level of not turning up everywhere. I mean, think back even 30 years ago. Would Ronald Reagan have gone on,
The answer is no. Even though he was a star. He could have easily. I mean, once in a while you saw him on the big variety shows with some of his pals, but that was before he became president. So the answer to your question is no, because he had that dignity, which seems to be lacking from so much of our reality.
Right.
Michael Levine has been a longtime Hollywood media expert, represented 58 Academy Award winners, and he's here with us every week. Thank you, Michael.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day.
And Doug's